You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Do you believe it's possible to gain strength from life's difficulties? This week's essayist, Campbell Myers, believes she's a stronger person for overcoming severe health issues. Here's Campbell Myers with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
Beep, beep, beep. The rhythmic oscillations of the heart monitor delineate the steady, monotonous cycle of life. The computer screen displays a fragile red line, creating a seismic reading of the surges of life under the skin. The simple line registers the separation of life from death. When I was born, the line crashed from its rhythmic motion to a relentless flat line accompanied by an equally relentless mechanical squeal. Moments after I was given life, it was almost stolen away, but I fought. I kept fighting for days and months. I've continued to fight my entire life. At birth, I developed respiratory syncytial virus followed by cardiac complications from the virus. They put me on apnea and heart monitors, and while the average heart rate for a newborn is 140 beats per minute, my heartbeat would rise to 300, and within seconds, it would suddenly drop to single digits. My heart stopped more often as the days progressed. One time, I was at home with my mother when my heart rate suddenly soared to 300. The machine screamed, and my mother's extensive medical background kicked in. She hit my chest, shocking my heart into a normal rhythm. My family and I lived with this kind of intensity until the seventh grade. My cardiac problems subsided, but they were replaced with kidney problems, viral meningitis, lung disease, tracheomalacia, asthma, weakened immune system, and a slew of other medical complications. When I started school, I often missed over half the year due to my conditions, but this life had taught me to be resilient. I continued to struggle against my sicknesses and stay on top of my studies. Despite missing so much school, I was on the top of my class and was accepted early to Penn State. I've become a stronger person because of what I have overcome. My doctor once told me, with everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. Before I came to Penn State, my life wasn't coherent, simple, or average. I yearned for stability, but now I see it as fortunate that my life was the opposite of simple or average. I would not be half the person I am today without my past, and I would not have the strength I do today without the difficulties of yesterday. I now try to use my energy and my drive for life to help those who need strength to carry on like I used to. I can understand the tremendous effort necessary to continue fighting an uphill battle. My family supported me and was my inspiration through everything. I now want to do that for others. I am who I am today because of what I've overcome. I believe in difficulties.
Campbell Myers with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Myers is a junior at Penn State University Park. She's double majoring in political science and public relations with a minor in business. Myers is originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. Have your difficulties made you stronger? Write an essay and tell us what you believe in at wpsu.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.